In 1858, Abraham Lincoln was a candidate for the Senate seat from the state of Illinois. And he gave a speech which historians say is one of his three greatest speeches. It's often referred to as the House Divided speech. In this speech, he borrows from the gospel, from the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 12, that a house divided against itself cannot stand. Lincoln was speaking about slavery, that a country half slave and half free would not be able to stand because it was divided against itself. And we've seen how this principle has played out down throughout our history, that when we as a people are united together for a common purpose, we are better as a nation. But when we devolve into partisanship and bickering, it's only the nation itself that loses. In the first reading today from the book of Numbers, Moses needs help governing the people. So there's a list of 70 elders that are drawn up, and there's a ceremony in which these elders are going to be commissioned. But two of them, Medad and Eldad, are not there. They're not at the ceremony, but their name is on the list. So they receive this outpouring of God's Spirit, and they begin prophesying. And Joshua goes to Moses and says that these two shouldn't be doing this because they weren't there at the ceremony. And Moses says those wonderful words that we heard this morning. Would that all the people of the Lord were prophets. Would that the Lord might bestow his Spirit on them all. In the gospel reading, there's something similar going on. There are people who are driving out demons in Jesus' name. And John and the other apostles try to prevent them because they're not part of the official party. They're not one of the apostles. And Jesus responds, whoever is not against us is for us. Jesus wants everyone to be working towards the mission, whether they are part of the official party or not. The mission here is what is most important. So what is the mission? The mission is bringing the message of Jesus to the world. And that's what those people who were healing were trying to do. They were healing in the name of Jesus. And that mission is the same for us. The mission of the church down through the ages never changes. The mission is to bring the name of Jesus to our world, to let people know that God loves them in a personal and intimate way, and to invite them into the fellowship and the family of the church. It's not the job of the official party to do this. The bishops, the priests, the religious people who work in the church, yes, that they have that responsibility. But it's the calling of all of the baptized to be a conduit of grace in the world. It's the calling of all of the baptized to work for the mission. So as it was true for Abraham Lincoln that when the nation is working together for a common goal, we are better off as a people, it's true for the church and for our St. William of York and St. Agnes community. That when we are working towards a common goal, when we are working towards the mission, we are better off as a people. A house divided against itself cannot stand. When we descend in the church into bickering and turf wars, it's the mission that loses. When bishops forget that all of the baptized have a role to play in the mission and in the life of the community, of the church, the community is stunted. When priests and lay people think that it is the priest's job to do everything, then the mission is impeded for lack of workers in the vineyard. And when we forget the basic Christian tenet to care for those who are hurt, broken, poor, and vulnerable, it's then that we lose credibility before the eyes of the world. The mission of the church of making known the name of Jesus and the love of God is, as I said before, unchanging throughout history. But how that mission is lived out in a particular community can take different forms. And here we say that at St. William of York and St. Agnes, we are forming a family of disciples united in Jesus Christ. That's the mission concretized to our place and time. It's the main thing that always has to be the main thing. And just as for the nation or for our larger church, as a parish family, when we devolve into bickering or turf wars or counting who we perceive to win or to lose, it's then that we are divided against ourselves. When everyone doesn't lend a hand for the sake of the mission, it's then that there aren't enough workers in the vineyard. We have certainly been hampered by the failings of the larger institutional church and a loss of credibility. But we as a people, as believing Christians, have to recommit ourselves to holiness. Priests, religious, lay people. It's only by having that commitment to holiness that we will regain credibility. We will keep our eyes focused on Jesus, where they should be. The good news is that the wish of Moses from the first reading today has come true. He said, "Would that all the people of the Lord were prophets." Well, all the people of the Lord are prophets. Everyone who is baptized was given an outpouring of the Spirit to share in the prophetic office of Jesus Christ. The Spirit has been given to us all, not just those on some approved list or part of the official party, but the Spirit has been given to all who are baptized. We won't be divided against ourselves when we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and what he has called us to do. Our faith is a unifier. Our faith is what should be bringing us together and not dividing us. After Mass today, I hope you'll stay at the kickoff. This week we have the advantage of the fact that it's finally not raining. Poured down rain at St. Agnes last weekend. We got a little wet. So we have a beautiful day to enjoy each other's company, our fellowship, some food, and some time together. It's a celebration of our faith, the faith that unifies us across boundaries, whatever those boundaries might be. I hope you also take a moment to visit the various ministry tables, and perhaps there's somewhere where you can use the gifts that God has given you to be a worker in the vineyard, to build up the community, and to advance our mission and purpose. Let us pray during this Mass today that God will unite us together, that we will be able to look beyond those things that divide us, and that he will truly form us into one family of disciples, united in Jesus Christ.